ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. War Secretary Pete Hegseth says another boat has been struck by the military, the second vessel to be hit in the Eastern Pacific in 2 days. Hegseth alleged the vessel was transporting narcotics and said 3 men were killed in the strike. He released video of the attack, which he said took place in international waters. Meanwhile, Colombian President Gustavo Petro said one boat targeted in the Caribbean last month was a fishing vessel that got lost.
Petro writing, U.S. government officials have committed murder and violated our sovereignty in territorial waters. The Colombian boat was adrift and had its distress signal up due to an engine failure.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Secretary of State Marco Rubio departed for the Middle East tonight to discuss the next stages of the Gaza ceasefire. The White House is getting smaller before it gets much bigger. Sources tell ABC News President Trump aims to tear down the entire east wing of the White House by this weekend to make way for his new ballroom. This is ABC News. Getting on Tinder, the dating app? Get ready to have your face scanned. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
It's a first. Match Group, which owns Tinder, announcing the U.S. rollout of FaceCheck TM, a first-of-its-kind facial verification feature that helps confirm users are real and match their profile photos. FaceCheck is now required for all new users in 7 countries and the state of California and will roll out to additional U.S. states in the coming months. New members take a short video selfie within the app. If the system confirms the person is real and matches profile photos, it issues a badge signaling to others they're legit.
A lawsuit by Alec Baldwin alleging malicious prosecution in the 2021 fatal shooting of the head camera operator on a New Mexico movie set has been reinstated and moved to federal court. Baldwin filed suit claiming civil rights violations and seeking damages after a charge of involuntary manslaughter against him was dismissed at trial last year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Green Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michael. A cloudy sky tonight, some showers around, and a low in the upper 30s. More clouds are ahead for tomorrow, a high in the upper 40s. Friday, we're back into sunshine. Highs close to 50, and 50s are ahead with sun this weekend. It's 39 right now.
WGBW. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than